Well, it's Valentine's Day again. I know this because Master put on slacks and took female Master to Applebee's. Oh, and because Timmy wore his dad's Stetson cologne to school today. But I sure am glad we dogs don't buy into such sappy commercialism. Hell, the only things we dogs celebrate are Arbor Day, the assassination of President William McKinley, of course, and hey, my nuts, and I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that? Hey, pal, what you doing? Delivering a lickogram to my favorite Valentine. Why aren't you a princess on such a glorious day? Oh, because I'm in the manhouse again. Oh, what did you do now, Jerry? Nothing. I mean, I do the same thing I do every day. I go over, I crawl on her back, I do my business, and I leave. I mean, I hardly even talk to her. But I must have done something to piss her off. You know, bitches. What are you gonna do with them, right? Well, I tell you what you should do with them, Jerry. You should prop them up on a pedestal. Shower them with praise and with love. That's what you do with bitches, Jerry. And especially on Valentine's Day. Yes, sir, this is the day to make your bitch feel like a bitch. To let her know that of all the bitches in the world, she's the one bitch you can't live without. Show a little respect for the bitches, Jerry.
Wow! Look at old Softy over here. When did you become such a bitch's liver? Boy, just when you think you know a dog, huh?
Well, let's just say since I started dating Margaret, she's opened my eyes, Jerry. I got a little bit of a new perspective on things now.
Margaret? Margaret Chow? The new Asian dog in the neighborhood?
That's right, Jerry. Margaret Chow. Oh, she's hilarious. And cute. Oh, and refreshingly open to our species' rather vulgar mating rituals. Oh, we're in love, and I'm not ashamed to monologue it. Hell, I've already invited her to this year's President McKinley Assassination Day dance.
In love? Butcher, you met her, what, 6 days ago?
I'll have you know that the good people at Hallmark and a few scientists around the world recognize that as 42 days, Jerry, which anyone will tell you is more than enough time for love to cast her magic spell.
So have you hit it, then?
Well, I don't think that's an appropriate discussion.
Come on, is it sideways, like they say?
Jerry, don't be ridiculous. Be ridiculous? But a week ago, you and I were a couple of heartbreaking bachelors on top of our game, on top of the world. And now look at you. You're like Tony Parker. Don't you remember what my old mentor Jasper the Sheepdog used to tell me between farts?
Jerry! Relationships is like a carrying a bone. Folks still hold on to her long after the good part's been finished. And often because they don't know when the next bone might come, or they just don't want to see that particular bone in another feller's mouth.
See, Butchie, if you don't want to take my word for it, take old Jasper's. Not to mention, I mean, if we're going to make that switch to Islam like we've been discussing, he said ixnay any octay about Valentine's Day, bae.
Jerry, I'll be honest, you've done it again. You've given me a lot to think about, pal. And I swear to you, as your longtime best friend, I'll consider every word of it while I'm getting the first consistent dose of pussy I've gotten in my life. I'll be at Margaret's. Oh, and Jerry, hey, you nuts. And I believe you can reach them with your mouth. I guess that's cool if, you know, if that's what you can get.